This is 102.1 WMUK. Next Tuesday's primary election includes races in several state house districts in southwest Michigan. WMUK's Andy Robbins spoke with Kalamazoo Gazette reporter Lindsay Moore about contests in two districts in Kalamazoo County.
The Gazette partnered with the League of Women Voters in Kalamazoo to ask candidates about themselves and their stance on a range of issues. They include the two candidates in the Democratic primary in the 60th district that includes the city of Kalamazoo. Both Julie Rogers and Stephanie Moore are on the Kalamazoo County Commission. Lindsay Moore at the Gazette says their positions on the issues are broadly similar.
The two issues that the two of them both share and are most passionate about would be between health care and equity. So Julie works as a physical therapist, and so that, for her campaign, is really something that she feels that she can speak with authority on, is especially now in pandemic times happening, and also with bigger conversations in terms of universal health care. That sort of thing is something that she gets really fired up about on the board. Similar with Stephanie Moore, who has really championed and campaigned herself as especially the voice of our Black community here in Kalamazoo. And her mother's nonprofit, which she works closely with, Mothers of Hope, deals really with a lot of the emotional and physical health of Black women, Black babies. And so issues like infant mortality are something that Stephanie Moore brings up a lot. And again, with COVID, has brought up a lot of those racial discriminations. So for both of them, I would say that they have similarities there in their campaigns and in their styles of leadership.
But there are differences in approach.
Both of them are fueled from their different backgrounds. So if not all of them, most of them, in terms of the answers that Stephanie gave, came through an equity lens about how to make things the most equitable for everyone in Kalamazoo, whether we were talking about education or talking about gun ownership or mail-in ballots, et cetera. And I'd say that Julie, for a lot of those same topics, is very precise and trying to think already ahead of what she would kind of draft in terms of legislation, kind of pitching ideas that way, kind of zeroing in versus Stephanie's broad appeal of this is what my platform is.
The Democratic primary in the 60th district also has controversy. The new leaders of the Kalamazoo County Commission have accused Rogers of inappropriate behavior and micromanaging the county's response to the COVID-19 crisis.
So that has turned into a mess, a political mess. It's just turned into some drama, to say the least. Given that Julie is pretty much denying them all outright, the board has not backed down from the claims. And then it got tied into Stephanie Moore just being that these two are opponents in a hotly contested race. So Julie went after Stephanie saying that these two board leadership members were essentially campaigning for Stephanie by doing this. They were supporting Stephanie by smearing Julie.
The new Kalamazoo County Commission Chair, Tracy Hall, does support Stephanie Moore, but Vice Chair Michael Seals continues to support Rogers. Hall also launched a campaign to win the Democratic nomination in the 60th District, but dropped out earlier this year. The winner of Tuesday's primary will face Republican Gary Mitchell in November. Current 60th District Representative John Hoadley, a Democrat, is running for Congress. The Democratic nominee in the neighboring 61st District, Kalamazoo County Commissioner Christine Morse, does not have an opponent Tuesday. But two Republicans are running for the chance to replace GOP State Representative Brent Iden in the district that includes Portage. Iden can't run again because of term limits. The Gazette's Lindsay Moore says the two contenders, Bronwyn Haltom and Tom Graham, have very different backgrounds.
Bronwyn, although her actual occupation is small business owner, having a small marketing firm, her career has primarily been in politics, and one's outside of the state. This is kind of her homecoming, as how she's campaigning, that she's from the area and this is her coming home to do the work here. But she's spent quite a bit of time on the East Coast and in D.C. She was a political liaison during the Trump administration's transition, where she was a liaison for just the Western region, where she was in charge of six states and all the political affairs there. And she also helped campaign for the reelection of Mitch McConnell. So she is definitely in that area, and it shows in her campaign finance as well. Whereas Tom Graham is an IT manager and an analyst. And so, and a lot of his answers to this questionnaire were about the trades and about kind of finding nuance in the red and blue issues as well.
You'll find links to more information about the candidates in these races at WMUK.org. Tomorrow, we'll look at the Republican and Democratic primaries in the 6th Congressional District that includes Kalamazoo. For WMUK, I'm Andy Robbins.